Well, I got some fucking bad news. I recently watched a video that was done by a YouTuber by the name of Stuff with Butter with a B-U-D-D-E-R. Clever boy. He did a video called Everything We Know About the One Piece Live Action. And I gotta say, bad news for anyone who actually think that this was gonna be, you know, good. If you were, sorry to say, you are delusional and possibly crazy. But if you needed some confirmation for some shit, I'm here to help you. First things first, this is being done by the same studio that did the Cowboy Bebop live action. So good luck with that one. Also, these people are going to cover massive, massive arcs within the span of one episode. Some of them are going to carry on to at least two, but a majority of them are going to be one episode. Now, if you're thinking, you know, they might handle it like The Last of Us, where these bitches are going to go for a damn near movie length. No, they typically are going to be over, if not a full hour, to 45 minutes worth of an episode, which still is not enough time to cover the extensive material that is done within the span of One Piece within the earlier arcs. Now, you might think, no, they should be able to cover it. First of all, it's only going to be 10 episodes long, right? So far, that is the... They actually put out the names of the episodes themselves, and for the most part, 10 is going to be where they follow suit. But, you know, it's believed that it might be 8, but realistically, it's going to be 10. So far, like, the proof has only been that there will be 10, rather than the rumor that it might be 8. So that's one thing. Not only that, these 10 episodes are going to cover everything from the beginning of One Piece all the way to when they leave Logtown or Rogue Town, leading up to when they first enter the Grand Line. I'm pretty sure they're probably going to end upon them seeing Laboon, if they even think to show Laboon. But still, this is bad. This is very bad. I am a One Piece fan. I cannot deny that. I can't hide it any longer. I'm a One Piece fan. But I like, no matter what, DBZ over One Piece all day long. But don't get me wrong. But I am a huge One Piece fan, right? I love it. Luffy is my favorite character. Fight me if you want to. Don't worry. It's a love-hate relationship. I hate / love Luffy. It's the most abusive relationship I've ever been in my entire life. But the issue with this is that you have a showrunner who essentially expressed and tried to get the okay from Oda to be able to do a live-action One Piece. And this is where shit kind of gets muddled, in terms of exactly how they're going to go about doing stuff. For one, to believe or presume that each of the Oda has complete control over One Piece is idiotic, because he does not. Shueisha, Toei owns One Piece. They ain't got shit to do with each of the Oda in his mindset. He can do the story however he wants. That's true. Considering the amount of time and the amount of the hours, like, well, not the hours, but the chapters that have gone about where he has taken long breaks or, you know, being on hiatus and terms like that, the stuff that they've done in order to stretch out and facilitate his story within the anime, you can tell the story is locked. Considering that this is something that is, like, predicated and bitten a lot of other mangaka in the ass early on within, like earlier years and shit like that, before manga became as big as it is now, Akira Toriyama had to deal with this with Dragon Ball Z. It makes sense that this would be something that, you know, even if you're like negotiating a contract or something like that, that'd be something that you would try to hone in on early on, or get, like, when you have enough power to be able to do that. Hey, I just want to be able to control the story. Like, let me just make my story the way I want to. You guys can do whatever the fuck you want with it, you know? And it's like, just let me get my story out the way how I want. And they're like, cool. No skin, no problem. As long as you're making the content, we don't give a fuck. Hell, even Naruto suffered from this, where it literally was going to a conclusion, but because they wanted more chapters, they had to oblige them, and then they made aliens within Naruto. And credit it to the creators for sometimes being able to, you know, make it seamless or make it still coherent and engaging, much like with Dragon Ball Z and Kid Buu. But, you know, you have things like Naruto where you introduce a goddamn moon lady and you shit just goes to shit. But this is a clear case of what happens when they don't have full, complete control. So considering how big One Piece is and how just fucking popular it is, it would make sense that this would be something that Eiichiro Oda would have some type of stipulations against. Now, for the sense of him turning down live actions iterations of One Piece before, I can understand that. And him giving some type of a blessing in order for it to go through, I can understand that as well. But we're dealing with Netflix, right? And Netflix has stupid money to throw. They are in debt. They keep making shit. They keep making terrible content. But they throw money at every fucking thing. So it doesn't surprise me that realistically other studios and other companies who essentially would have a budget and wouldn't be willing to pay whatever ridiculous amount Toei would want in order for a One Piece live action to be conceived would fare well against Netflix, who essentially is like, we don't give a fuck. Millions upon millions can go into this as long as we get it. That's all we care about. Lo and behold, remember, let's not forget what they did with the Cowboy Bebop live action. And don't act as if that shit didn't have these crazy ass sets, ridiculous like locations and shots and stuff like that. So it was like, obviously money was spent on this bitch, but this bitch is bad. Hell, even upon talking about One Piece in general, a majority of the highlighted aspects comes with them talking about building of the different ships, whether it be the Going Merry, Alvida ship, the Baratie, and things like that. That's cool. That's fine and all. But there's nothing that you couldn't have done to where it's like, you know, you only built partial assets to give the illusion of the entire ship rather than build an entire ship, because that kind of doesn't really track. And then to go from there to not really focus or talk about much with the action or the training or the special effects that will be involved within the series, which literally will make or break it, considering that you're dealing with a world that has people with ridiculous powers, mind, move sets, looks and shit like that. Like, we know the actors portraying certain characters, but at the same time, how do those characters look? Hell, they were smart enough to release a poster that people started honing in and tripping over Luffy's moccasins over his sandals, which, again, I am totally 100% with. You couldn't design safe sandals. Like, they could have just been sandals. You didn't have to, they need to be moccasins. And like, you had one of the actresses try to release a tweet to make certain dumb anime nerds think that, oh, well, you know, I guess that makes sense. And it's like, no, it doesn't. People had sandals in fucking movies and TV shows before, and you could do that. I don't care if you made essentially sneaker sandals like they have on Naruto. That would have still been preferable. At least it still would have been sandals, but whatever. But essentially, the smart thing they did with that poster was that they showed everyone's back. Because I guarantee you, when you see the character of Usopp, him not having an elongated nose, which is literally a focal point within his character, that is a joke used multiple times throughout the series, as well as a reasoning behind a lot of characters and people being able to recognize him out of a lot of other people. You gotta wonder how they're gonna handle that. But again, much like with the merman and shit like that, are they gonna use practical effects or are they gonna use really good makeup and shit like that? Much like with Killer Croc from the Suicide Squad movie. Shit like that is important. Like, that's very important to the aesthetic of the series. But they don't talk about that. They talked about the ships. Ooh, the ships. Who gives a fuck? Why would you design an entire ship for Alveda. You don't even need the entire ship for Alveda ship. You need literally like the top part, and you can just film what happens on the inside in a sound studio or something like that. It's not hard when you have a good budget to do stuff, but when you have too much money that you don't know what to do with, and you do dumb things and you spend money on dumb things, like building an entire ship that's only going to be used in one fucking episode. That's a waste of fucking money and incredibly stupid. But that's something that they did, because they did that for Shanks and Alveda ship. Both things that which don't really showcase that much within the early on arcs in One Piece. So why do it? I don't know. They're dumb. It's not like it's Pirates of the Caribbean, where these things are integral to the entire fucking story, and you see different angles and different movements within the top deck of the ship while these motherfuckers are fighting constantly through a storm and whatnot. Thus, they build them in the sound state. This shit could have been handled better, but apparently, you know, they had the president of South Africa come and tell them how great of a job they were doing because they were filming in South Africa, as if that fucking matters. Look, you can take this bullshit and go away. We're trying to make One Piece. It priorities, people. Fucking priorities. So, aside from that, like I was saying, going back to the aspect of, yeah, the sandals. The sandals are a real big problem. Those are moccasins. But aside from that, going to the actual episodes in general. Now, like I said, they're going to cover huge arcs within the span of 10 episodes. And that is retarded. That is insane. That is crazy. That's retarded. It doesn't make any sense. And that's something that they're going to do simply because they felt as if the early on aspects of the original or starting up arcs within One Piece weren't as special or as deeply connected as the things that appear later on. Any anime enthusiast can tell you that is one of the dumbest fucking takes you could ever possibly have when it comes to an anime, period. Because regardless of how you feel about Dragon Ball in comparison to Dragon Ball Z, the events of Dragon Ball are integral to what makes up Dragon Ball Z. Goku wouldn't have gotten as strong as he did in order for him to fight Raditz if he didn't go through the shit that he went through within Dragon Ball. That shit matters. So to dismiss anything simply because it's not as well-connected or well-versed as, like, say, the Marineford arc, the Impel Down arc, the Amazon Lily arc, or the Sarabodhi Archipelago arc, those things don't matter. it doesn't matter to sit there and compare what essentially becomes a far better lace story later on than the loosely connected story early on. But again, it's not like I'm saying loosely in terms of like just as an example, but the story itself isn't loosely. The things that happen within One Piece happen for a reason. Hell, how the characters interact, how they meet, and then like the different random encounters that Luffy has before he makes his crew, before they even go to the Grand Line, is integral. It's very fucking integral. But even within there are so many minuscule and small things that take place that essentially amount to greater things later on, whether it be seeing Sanji's kind nature when giving food to Gin, which is what one of the things that made Luffy want him to join up with his crew. Having Usopp essentially deal with Kaya and being so headstrong, and even though he's like getting his ass beat and everything by Kuro, well, Kuro didn't really fight Usopp, but the times he was getting his ass beat by the Kuro's pirates and everything, and then leading up to him still doing everything that he could despite him not being as strong as like Luffy or Zoro and stuff like that, is one of the things that made Luffy was like, well, one of the other aspects of his character, which was like, yeah, it makes sense for him to join the crew. There's so many nuances that goes on within the story and within the characters that are deeply laced for both the villains as well as the heroes, that it would be disingenuous to try and rush everything within the span of an hour or 45 fucking minutes. You can't do that. How could you possibly get the nuance of like the jokes of Zoro getting lost or Luffy being as dumb as he is, but at the same time still having a headstrong mentality that everyone else is just willing to follow? How can you get the subtle aspects of their character, which people know and identify them as, which is why they're beloved in the first place, which comes from the small little moments that they have and that they spend throughout the time together that aren't just big bursts of action, 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 action. There's subtlety in what goes on. Like, you go from here, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened. This shit is important because it leads up to everything. Like, all those steps need to take place. So when you sit there and look at it and go, well, this isn't as big of a deal as what happens later on, was like, well, now you're missing the forest for the trees. So you're sitting there looking at the grandiose stuff that comes later on, and it's like, man, I can't wait to get to that. But realistically, you still have to deal with the minutia of how they approach that level in the first place in order for that to actually be coherent. And as soon as you miss that, then you are bound to fuck up, which is what they're clearly going to do. So they've already like kind of shown like a cast list of different people playing different characters and whatnot. And again, they're rushing through arcs just simply for the mere fucking shock factor. If I was to have been doing this, I still would have had, like, I can easily see them doing like a 10 episode limit, but at the same time, I could see it ending with them getting Sanji and then Nami doing a betrayal, which would be perfect to end this on, right? That'd be a perfect way to end this on. Not going like just strictly, oh, we're going straight to the Grand Line. Because let us not forget, the episode when they show Hawkeye Mihawk, that's like episode 24, right? And then for this series, that's going to be like episode 6. And not, actually, not even 6. I think I'm being disingenuous. I think like episode 4 or something like that. And that's crazy. That's really, really crazy. I believe 5. But to do all that, and it's like you got all the action that goes on, you got the different fights that take place, and it's like, how quickly are you going to rush through this shit in order to try and showcase the story, the heartbreaking backstories, as well as the deep emotional connection that a lot of characters have and all that? How could you possibly display all of that well within that small little time frame that you have? And then again, much like with everything else in One Piece, to sit there and disavow any type of previous information as like a whatever type deal is stupid, considering the fact that One Piece even to this day constantly reprimands any fan that basically doesn't know or remember or has retained any previous information and then brings it back up later on. Things that happened early on within One Piece become integral or important information later on. Take Brook, for example. The whole conquest with Laboon. If you watch One Piece in English, then you know that that is a character and an arc that they skipped within the 4Kids version of One Piece, where they just did not cover Laboon because, you know, 4Kids, they're bad people. they were. They're gone now. They filed for bankruptcy. But with 4Kids, they skipped the entire thing with Laboon. They skipped Laboon and they skipped Mr. 3. But those things were actually very important for the story of One Piece. Dealing with Mr. 3 led up to Nami getting sick, which is why they went after Chopper. And then dealing with Laboon becomes important later on down the line because that's how they deal with Brook. So to look at anything and being like, well, we could hurry on through this. And it's like, well, obviously you're not a fan of One Piece. You might be someone who watches it, but you're not a fan, right? And it's like, you've seen all the episodes and you care, but you're not a fan. Hell, there's this heartbreaking story of the showrunner dude talking about how he was depressed when he watched One Piece, and he believes that One Piece saved his life, and Ichiro reached over and told him he has his blessing for everything. And I just felt that that was the dumbest fucking thing that anyone could ever possibly say or do. Because just because something made you happy doesn't mean that you understand the content or you understand the something. It just means that it made you happy, that it was good. You recognized that it was good and you were okay for that. But that doesn't mean that you hold or share a special connection with these characters. Case in point, the fact that they're going to change Sanji. Sanji is not going to be the love-struck, dumb girl, crazy fool that he's supposed to be. Instead, because it doesn't really track well with an adaptation with Western audiences or with current modern media. Instead, they're going to have him be a little flirtatious. Sanji's obsession with women is integral to multiple plot points within One Piece, as it literally is the cause behind him learning how to skywalk later on, as well as his almost death scare when they go to the Mermaid Islands. You also have multiple moments in which he's fighting people, and because of the fact that they might be women, he does absolutely nothing. Whether it is when they're fighting, damn, what's her name? The chick who could do the soap from CP9, as well as when he's fighting Mr. Two and he's constantly turning back and forth into Nami. These things are so goddamn important to his character. And then, as well as Sanji is this girl crazy fool. One of the things that pisses off Zoro as he criticizes Zoro because of the fact that Zoro isn't chivalrous like this. He'll fight a woman, and he like if they get in his way, he'll fight him. He don't care. Literally, that's integral to his character, considering the fact that he grew up with a woman who felt bad because of the fact that she was a woman and she felt weaker or inferior. Her father even fucking told her that. So, dope ass things within these characters that they're like basically things that define these characters. That's something that defines Sanji. And they're going to strip that away because they feel that's not really in today's age. That's not what we find funny and what like. And it's like if you are a fucking fan, and if you were someone who said that you cared about the subject matter, you would find a way to make this happen. Not to say they go, oh, he has to be this perv who's going around stealing panties and shit like that, because that's not who Sanji is. But Sanji is a fool who eyes turns into hearts and he's just spinning around happily as he'll do anything for Nami, regardless of what it is that she asks. That's Sanji. So when you take that away, then what the fuck do you have? Because that ain't Sanji. So now you're already in that precipice of you're not staying true to a character. So how the hell can I feel? How the hell can I trust you to stay true to the story? You're already rushing through so much shit because you want to get to the good stuff. I want to see all the crazy ass fights and action scenes and whatnot. I want to see all this stuff. But if you was to have paced yourself and slowed the fuck down, you easily could have tackled everything up to Don Krieg, and then within the span of 10 episodes, and it actually fit. You would see the nuances behind the characters and them getting along and going through their struggles and whatnot. Because how the fuck are you going to explain at all, like the different characters' backstory, the different archetypes that goes on, whether it be the villains or the heroes, as well as the different interactions that they have early on, during like the initial concepts within the arcs and shit like that. The emotional pull that comes with learning of the backstories, the way how the characters react to knowing about the backstories, or the shit that they do throughout all that time as well. Like, there's so much information that you cover in any fucking anime, let alone something like One Piece. This is ridiculous because this is crazier than something like Cowboy Bebop, which generally had like that show tried to cover and shoehorn in so much shit that just didn't make any fucking sense. It literally started off doing the they were at the casino that they're supposed to meet Faye at, and yet they were doing the intro scene from the Cowboy Bebop movie. That shit didn't make any goddamn sense. And they just had episode after episode be dumb as fuck. And these people are the people you put in charge of One Piece. God damn. How do you live? How do you function? So you can see that this is realistically not good. Like, none of this is good. This is not a good sign for this show. I mean, a lot of people have probably already written it off anyway, but still, you have Netflix doing what they do, and what is it? The Tomorrow Group, or the people who are going to do the damn like the studio or whatever, and it's like you got two bads and Shueisha, who are known for basically giving One Piece the bare minimum when it comes to the animation. Because hell, you have so many people complaining about the shit now because it's just looking goofy, keeps looking goofier and goofier. Especially when you compare it to what happens within a manga, and they're just pandering so many shots and scenes and whatnot just so they can stretch out some content. And the shit is getting ridiculous, but it's like these are the people entrusted with the story of One Piece. So obviously, they don't give a fuck. And yet, you would dare have someone say these words of, I felt that anyone, if anyone was to tackle this or to do this, it should be me. And if anyone was going to fuck it up, I should be the one to fuck it up. That's not the mindset of someone who believes in the content that they're about to make, or believes that they have the abilities to make said content. That's the mindset of someone who goes, I just want to do this. I want to be known for doing this, regardless of whatever it might tell, regardless of whatever might happen. And I guarantee you, we're going to hear and see the same bullshit that we did when the Cowboy Bebop live action came out, which is that you're going to have a huge amount of people sit there and either criticize, well, people who worked on the show criticize the fans' iteration towards it. Well, they'll say things like, well, we didn't have time to go into detail on this or go into detail on that. We made our show like this, but you made the show skim through and quickly hurry through all these arcs. You didn't have to, but you did. So that'll be your fault. We didn't make this character like that or this character like that. We thought that it would be okay to do like that. But you know, people don't like when you think you can do shit like that, because it does not work. It never works. To sit there and even use, because if you listen to like the different interviews and different conversations that a lot of people have with these people, with like the showrunners and a lot of the directors and shit like that. Hell, the showrunner did an interview with like a VTuber anime, a VTuber who reviews and talks about anime. And to me, he's kind of similar to like that Gigok guy, where they got into anime with like around Naruto and shit like that. So the stuff that they talk about and how they perceive it and talk about it, I don't like it. Just say, I don't like it. I do not agree with their mindset, as they're slower on the take, in my opinion, than the people who I know that look at anime. If I have a conversation with my friends, we'll be diving deep into some shit that they'll bring a video up later going, hey, I didn't know this was like this. And it's like, motherfucker, we talked about that shit years ago, and that's just us. So it's like the fact that you're late to the game, to me, I don't like that. I really don't like that. They really just absorb this content, but they don't understand. Like, they really don't kind of get it. They seen the movie Your Name and thought it was a masterpiece when it ain't. It really ain't. But like, he did an interview with this guy, and essentially to try and facilitate and showcase that, like, yeah, I know who the audience is. I know who to talk to and whatnot. And I just felt as if it was so disingenuous, because it's like, yeah, you're not asking the questions that you need to ask. Which is like, how the fuck did you even assume that you could comprehend all of this content within the span of like an episode? You're dealing with huge arcs that take hours upon hours of content, and you're just going to sum it up within one episode? And this is dealing with The Romance Dawn, which is, I believe that's the name of the first episode, because that's, you know, if you know anything about One Piece, that's the name of like the first episode generally, as well as the original one shot that Ichiro made for One Piece. The original name for One Piece, really. But it's like, that's going to cover Luffy's origin, which would be the whole thing with Shanks, the Mountain Bandit, as well as Alvito. And if you know anything about the anime, then you know that essentially the first episode actually covers Alvida. And then they dive into Luffy's backstory later on, which honestly I prefer as a concept to the story. But if you go by the manga, the first thing they showcase is Luffy when he was younger. But I would prefer that, considering how you still get the more so the mystery or the introduction of Luffy within the anime. It just went better to me. And this, just narrative wise, I liked it. And then I would think, from a show perspective, to do that way you're able to cover ground easily, and then essentially give hints, like not hints, but like little flashbacks and little ticks here and there of his interaction with Shank, That way you don't sully Luffy's backstory, but at the same time, you don't need to hyper focus or emphasize on it as you're trying to cover more ground. So then you get kind of the cliff notes of the backstory without really removing the idea that you can cover it fully later on or something like that. Just something for a earlier incident, you know, then having it fully fleshed out upon, I would say like right before our, like right before the meeting of Buggy. That way you have a complete understanding of how important Shanks is to Luffy, as well as how important the hat is to Luffy. Thus, when dealing with Buggy, you deal with what you deal with, and you don't conclude the backstory when he finally meets Buggy, but essentially you concluded before he had met Buggy. But I'm actually creative. Anywho, but essentially that, I would have been asking the questions of like, yeah, well, how are your special effects looking? Like, who do you have to do the special effects? What type of training are the actors going through in order to keep up with all the action scenes? Like, how do you proceed to have it to where, like, you know, you can get the juicy juice of all this story, but at the same time, you don't shy away or take away from certain aspects as well. Because if you sit there and comprise that an action scene will easily be, you know, just like a 2-minute shot of kick, kicks, punch, kicks, then whatever. Then it's like, well, you didn't really pay attention to the action scenes within One Piece, because a lot of them have a lot of extensive talking during the fights, as well as multiple moments where fights aren't concluded, but you still have dope-ass character development. Hell, you have the time where Sanji get the mask put on him by Gin. Are you going to have Gin's little heartbreak in the fact that he feels that he owes Sanji his life, considering that he fed him in the first place, and he wants Don Krieg to forgive him, but at the same time, he doesn't want to betray Don Krieg? How are you going to handle Mihawk's and his Mihawk's conversation with Zoro, and then their overall take on Zoro's dream and how he feels about that? Like, there's so much that you obviously are going to skip over because you're rushing through this shit. How the fuck do you even think that fans won't backlash on this in the most negative upon negative of ways? And again, like I said, this is why I was like, yeah, the certain anime YouTubers who talk about anime, it's like, yeah, y'all don't get it. It's like, y'all don't fucking get it. I don't care if y'all do move to Japan. You don't fucking get it, which is why you get caught up in goofy shit. And it's like, well, this was a triumphant anime. And it's like, dude, Jujutsu Kaisen is just like Naruto. No, it's not. It's totally different. How? How is it different? How exactly is it different? The fact that curse and chakra ain't the same thing? It's the exact same thing. Oh, man. Oh, my God. But it's so crazy. It is absolutely crazy that this is essentially something that's about to happen and is about to come out. And you just, like, God damn it. Because like, I have no choice but to watch this. I have no choice but to watch it and shit on it the way how I did Cowboy Bebop. And I would say on a note to end on, which is basically the most heartbreaking aspect of this, is that I feel that exactly like with Shirato Watanabe when they did the Cowboy Bebop live action, you're going to get so many people going after Ichiro Oda, and that's going to be disgusting. It's going to be heartbreaking for me, considering the fact that I understand why that's happening, but realistically, it's done on purpose, right? Remember, Shirato Watanabe is credited in each fucking episode of the Cowboy Bebop live action. He's credited in each episode as like being an executive producer or like a script writer or something like that. In every episode, he had to come out and tell people he had nothing to do with the Cowboy Bebop live action. They talked to him on the phone once and he gave them notes and they did not listen to any of them. And yet they credited him in every fucking episode. And immediately upon people having a negative response towards this, they jumped to who? Shirato Watanabe. And that's just terrible. That's just really terrible. From a person who created one of like a dope ass anime that's beloved throughout time, and to basically have your work fucking raped by a studio that just does not care, and then you have your fan base who is upset, and rightfully should be upset, attack you when you are in no way, shape, or form at fault. He does not own Cowboy Bebop. He isn't the one who was working on the show. He's not the one responsible for what happened to it. He can't control what these people did with his work. The same thing happened to Ian McKellen and Powerpuff Girls. And it's like, yeah, Cartoon Network did what they did to Powerpuff Girls because it was like, fuck it. But it's like, he was the creator and he's not working on the show. But the fans immediately attacked him. How could you let them do this to Powerpuff Girls? I don't own Powerpuff Girls. I just made Powerpuff Girls. But fans don't understand that concept. So because you're dealing with shit like that, well, now you have an abundance of, like, because even looking at that goddamn video of the dude talking about the One Piece thing, looking at the video, and it's like, yeah, he couldn't stop mentioning Ichiro Oda's name, as if his thought process or as if what he has to say is something that was going to make or break this series. It wasn't. You know it wasn't. You know it's not going to. Hell, it was like he had to agree all the scripts. No, he didn't. You know he didn't. Hell, they pick and choose. Like, they have a woman playing a male character, which is not something Ichiro Oda would agree to do or would let happen, especially considering the fact that this is someone who literally has Okama in his story. And they're actually very, very, very in fucking important. So how dare you sit there and lie to my face that he was someone who's right there with these people helping make this shit along, when he wouldn't have. He wouldn't have let it get like this, and he wouldn't let it be like this. Because like I said, there is no way in hell that they can ever possibly give a proper inkling of the storyline, the character development, or all of the interesting scenes and nuances that happen early on within One Piece within the span of 10 episodes, immediately jumping into them going to the Grand Line. That ain't possible. It's just not possible. And I'm not saying this as like, you know, maybe they might surprise me. Get the fuck out of here. Netflix has done this shit not once, not twice, like not once, but twice they've done this shit. They did the Death Note live action years ago, and then they did the Cowboy Bebop live action, and it was the same fucking thing. And now we're about to get a One Piece live action, and already they're starting to say, and like they already criticized and they said, hey, this character can't be like that because that's just not how we think. That we don't think that taste in a joke really flies with today's with modern content, with modern media and whatnot. The character was made within the 90s, well, 1997, the 90s, and I was like, so early 2000s, and I was like, so really, I don't know if that type of personality would fly. But you mean the same personality that insists today? Because Sanji still acts like Sanji regardless of the timeline. One Piece has been going on for so many years that Sanji is still acting like Sanji, and people have absolutely no fucking problem with it. So why would now, upon your adaptation, be any different? Why should it be taken as any different? Wouldn't people look at this and just go, yes, this is an adaptation of something that has this content in it? You're not making a new One Piece. You're adapting One Piece. Motherfucker. Sounds like we're about to get a whole bunch of fucking Tom Hollands, if you ask me. What do I mean by that joke? Well, what I mean is that Tom Holland is called Peter Parker, but he's in no way, shape, or form Peter Parker, nor is he Spider-Man. He's Iron Man Jr. And fuck those movies. And that's all we're going to get. And like I said, I'm heartbroken because of the fact that I love One Piece. I love that series. It is great. It's great. I hate a lot of stuff in it, but at the same time, I love a lot of stuff within it. I keep up with episodes currently to this day. I read the manga and watch the anime to this day. I like One Piece. I love One Piece. Figurines, you name it. I've downloaded episodes and shit like that. I love One Piece. And they're going to rape it. This is going to be terrible. So, can't wait to see all these YouTubers jump onto it so they can sit there and criticize. This is what happens when Western media makes fun of Eastern content. They don't know. Look what they did. And all I get to do is just sit back and go, I fucking told you so. I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. You see the goddamn writing on the walls. But I care enough to talk about it now so I don't get caught up in the wave later on. Fuck, this is annoying. It's like, realistically, I would have been happier if I didn't find out any information. I would have been happier if I still was pleasantly optimistic because I just saw the moccasins. And I was like, huh, well, they messed up with the shoes, but, you know, whatever. It was moccasins.
They needed to have safety precautions.
So? What exactly was happening with his feet?
Look at his feet.
Oh my goodness, this is gonna be terrible. Oh, it's gonna be terrible. But oh well. I would sing like an opening or something like that, but no. You don't earn the right to hear me mess up Japanese. How dare you assume otherwise? Let me get out of here. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Dane the Flame. I've been slurring my words this whole thing. It's, boy. when it rains, it pours, right? But, as always, good people, I hope you had fun.